I didn't know if I was going blind, having a stroke, or what was happening. Well, hey, how are you? This is the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb, and this is the Daily Podcast, where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today is Poetry Thursday, and we'll read Proverbs chapter 4. I'm calling this episode, Protect Your Eyes. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that as we read today, you would touch our minds, open our spirits, and that you would teach us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Proverbs chapter 7. My child, remember what I say and never forget what I tell you to do. Do what I say and you will live. Be as careful to follow my teaching as you are to protect your eyes. Keep my teaching with you all the time. Write it on your heart. Treat wisdom as your sister and insight as your closest friend. They will keep you away from other men's wives, from women with seductive words. Once I was looking out the window of my house, and I saw many inexperienced young men, but noticed one foolish fellow in particular. He was walking along the street near the corner where a certain woman lived. He was passing near her house in the evening after it was dark, and then she met him. She was dressed like a prostitute and was making plans. She was a bold and shameless woman who always walked the streets or stood waiting at a corner, sometimes in the streets, sometimes in the marketplace. She threw her arms around the young man, kissed him, looked him straight in the eye, and said, "I made my offerings today and have the meat from the sacrifices, so I came out looking for you. I wanted to find you, and here you are. I've covered my bed with sheets of colored linen from Egypt. I've perfumed it with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come on, let's make love all night long. We'll be happy in each other's arms. My husband isn't at home. He's on a long trip. He took plenty of money with him and won't be back for 2 weeks." So she tempted him with her charms, and he gave in to her smooth talk. Suddenly he was going with her like an ox on the way to be slaughtered, like a deer prancing into a trap where an arrow would pierce its heart. He was like a bird going into a net. He did not know that his life was in danger. Now then, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let such a woman win your heart. Don't go wandering after her. She has been the ruin of many men and caused the death of too many to count. If you go to her house, you are on the way to the world of the dead. It is a shortcut to death. I like what Solomon said in verse 2 of chapter 7. He said, "Be as careful to follow my teaching as you are to protect your eyes." I had a really scary experience with my eyesight a few years ago. The lovely lady Leanne and I had a rare day off, and I decided to take her on a drive down the coast. Well, as you know, I live here in Southern California, and Pacific Coast Highway is only about an hour's drive from our house. She loves the beach, and we like to get out of town whenever possible and have lunch or dinner by the water and listen to the seagulls and watch the waves. Well, on this particular day, we were taking a nice leisurely stroll on the pier in Oceanside, enjoying the warmth of the sun with a gentle breeze on our faces, watching the pelicans dive for fish, when all of a sudden my vision was filled with what seemed like a million tiny little red dots in my left eye. They seemed to sort of cascade down from the top of my field of vision and then just sort of drift around in my eye. Man, I gotta tell you, it scared me to death. I didn't know if I was going blind, having a stroke, or what was happening. Well, I won't go into all the details, but as soon as I was able, I went to the urgent care, where as soon as the doctor on call heard my symptoms, he sent me directly to an ophthalmologist who told me that part of my retina had become detached. So he decided that the best thing to do would be to do laser surgery right away to sort of spot weld the retina to keep further damage from happening. I'm so thankful that I went in when I did and he saw what was going on and did something about it. Today I'm left with no vision at all in about 40% of the bottom part of the left eye. I still have all my central vision and I'm thankful for that, but the bottom part of my peripheral vision is absolutely just gone. So, you'd better believe that I do all that I can to protect my eyes now. So, when I read these words from Solomon, it really hit home with me. I read this verse many times before, but after this experience with my vision, it really hit close to home.
Be as careful to follow the teaching found in God's Word as you are to protect your eyes. Do you have a comment or a question? Let me know. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or comment via Boostergram or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday. Our reading will be Ezekiel 13-18.
New mail notification.
I got this comment in from Brother John of Canada. He said, I love the reading from Psalms today. Well, okay, today for me is March 1st since I'm way behind, but at least I'm in the same month as you for a few days. Yes, we all have a habit of giving things to God and then taking them back and worrying about them. I know I do. Yeah, me too, John. It's hard to give worries away and rest in His peace, John continues. And he said, I loved the Maranatha song in this episode. There are many songs of theirs that I know and love from church and camp. And the 1 Peter verse about giving our worries to God because He cares for us made me cheer, yes. I think of that one often. I've started listening to a Christian app called 1 Minute Pause by John Eldridge, and he refers to that verse often. It's really a neat app. I find when I'm stressed out, I often find peace in Christian music, particularly hymns. And by listening to you read the Bible and using the Pause app to take a few minutes to pray and point myself back to God. Thanks again, and blessings. Well, Brother John, thank you for that note, and it's timed pretty well. It goes with today's message. That's one of the ways we can protect our relationship with God. And yes, it is sometimes hard to find peace in the midst of the busyness of life. Being deliberate about it is sometimes the best thing to do. Studies show that stress itself can be harmful to us in so many ways, and making time to be with God is not only good for our spiritual health, but also our physical health. I hadn't heard of the 1 Minute Pause app, so thanks for that recommendation too, John. I checked it out, and it does look like a good resource. God bless you, Brother John. Thank you. Thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer and Scott Snyder and Jason Pascal, today's artist, and Sister Brittany. And thanks to you, beloved. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of your day. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.